1 year ago this week, pot shops in Nevada started selling legal recreational marijuana. The rollout was just 8 months after voters approved a ballot measure in 2016. Critics initially called out the state for beginning sales too quickly before all the kinks in the program were worked out. But who's laughing now? 12 months in, Nevada has surpassed its tax revenue goals. Joining us now is Rachel Christensen. She's a producer with Nevada Public Radio in Las Vegas. Hey, Rachel.
Hi, Peter. Thanks for having me.
Sure. Glad to have you. So how are people in Nevada grading this first year of legal pot?
Well, you know, they definitely hit the ground running. As you said, I haven't heard anyone, certainly not dispensary owners or any customers, say that it was rolled out too fast. Now, with that being said, that's not to say that regulators still aren't ironing out some issues. There's still the question of banking. There's still the question of public consumption. But yeah, they're rolling.
A question, as you say, what to do with all that money that's coming in? More than $300 million in sales, $55 million in tax revenues. Where's all that money going?
Well, there's a 15% wholesale tax paid by cultivation and production facilities for both recreational and medicinal marijuana. Now, there's an extra 10% excise tax paid only on recreational marijuana. So the wholesale tax is allocated to fund the regulation of the industry and the distributive school account. So that money is going to schools. But the revenue from the excise tax, however, is going to the state's rainy day fund. And that's caused a bit of confusion with some folks who thought that it was all supposed to go to schools and education in the state. But that's not the case yet.
There have been some bumps in the road. I know that one of the big issues, at least initially, was with distribution, moving the marijuana from the place where it was grown to the retail stores where it was sold. Can you tell us about that?
Yeah, so there was a clause in the law as it was passed that gave alcohol distributors exclusive distribution rights for the first 18 months. This landed the state's taxation department in court with the alcohol distributors, and a judge sided with the alcohol distributors. It was then challenged, and it now sits in the Supreme Court. Meanwhile, because of the high demand at the dispensaries, there was talk of them running out of supply. I don't think they ever actually did, because Governor Sandoval, our Republican governor, issued kind of a statement of emergency, and it allowed some leeway for alcohol distributors to partner with marijuana distributors. And so that seems to be going all right for now. It's kind of faded into the background until the Supreme Court makes a decision.
Another issue, of course, tourism. Las Vegas, a huge place for tourists to come and visit, but there hasn't, I understand, been anywhere for them to consume the marijuana because they don't have a home where they can smoke it, and they can't really smoke at the casino. So how's that being addressed?
Right. Using marijuana in public is illegal. There are efforts to change that right now. The city of Las Vegas is working out an ordinance that would allow the creation of consumption lounges. When I've spoken to dispensary owners, however, you know, they say that's why the edible market has really taken off. You know, it might be illegal to smoke and consume in casinos, but that's not to say it doesn't really happen, and it would be pretty hard to stop someone from, say,
eating a brownie,
eating a brownie or a gummy while in their hotel rooms. Yeah. But yeah, that issue is still out there for tourists.
Vegas, of course, a big party city, and anytime you have a conversation about recreational marijuana, people are concerned about what that means for people driving on the roads under the influence, for instance. So in a city like Vegas, how are cops dealing with that? Have they seen that as a problem in the last year?
Well, those numbers are a bit inconclusive from what I can tell. I've spoken with law enforcement here, and they told me that there was a slight uptick in DUIs issued from 2016 to 2017, but that's all inclusive with alcohol and other drugs. The reason is still because it takes so long to get a toxicology screening back if an officer or judge orders that from somebody who's suspected to be driving under the influence. So, you know, right now it's still up to the officer. You know, there's field tests that they can give someone if they're suspected to be driving under the influence, but there's not a whole lot of conclusive data that legal recreational weed has led to more people driving high.
Well, as Nevada goes into year two of legal recreational pot, what are folks watching for?
Well, I think they will start to be more business friendly. You know, Clark County regulators have kind of developed a reputation as being tough on the industry. They've banned advertisements at the airport or taxis that go into the airport. They've issued warnings to party bus companies. And there hasn't really been any businesses that they've sanctioned, you know, that want to incorporate marijuana consumption into their activities, like weed yoga or weed paint nights, that kind of thing. So I think going forward, that's what, you know, people in the industry are really going to be looking for, is being more business friendly and working on the social pot lounges.
Rachel Christensen, a producer with Nevada Public Radio in Las Vegas, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.